Presenting the Zucconi Sketchbook, featuring Johnny Green and his orchestra, the genial author and philosopher Christopher Morley, and our charming California singing discovery, Miss Virginia Vero.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Johnny Green at the piano, welcoming you to the opening night of our brand new review, the Zucconi Sketchbook. Now, like every sketchbook the world over, our little show is full of random notes, musical and otherwise. And as we turn on through its pages, I hope you're going to like what you'll find. But first, before we open it, suppose we look at the cover design. It's a flying red horse, the sign of Zucconi. The next time the open road beckons, remember that sign. Because wherever you see the flying red horse, well, you'll know you're not far from the friendly service of Zucconi. But now let's open our sketchbook. The cover turns back, and on page one, what do we find? Or rather, who? Any sketchbook anywhere would be quite complete without at least one pretty girl. So it's really not surprising that on page two we find the 18-year-old singing sensation of the West Coast, the girl we've brought to New York especially to appear in our Zucconi sketchbook. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Virginia Vero.
Well, Virginia, you nervous?
I know, Johnny. Well, maybe a little.
You know, I thought you'd be jumping all over the place with this, your Eastern radio debut and everything. And in honor of the occasion, how about doing something stupendous, colossal, and brand new?
But, Johnny, where would you find anything brand new?
You're only 18 and you're talking like that already.
I know, but even at 18.
Life can be so awfully dull. We look in vain for something new. Such a love till I met you. Everything's been done before. Here I kiss, a moment's bliss to hear you whisper you love me. Sweetheart, it's real, it's old as a hill, but it's new to me. Everything's been done before. The birds that sing all the spring were always singing above me. And yet with you, their singing is something that's new to me. But still, there is nothing new beneath the sun, my dear. Nothing new to do or say. Everything I think of has been done, my dear. Always in the same old way. Everything's been done before. Here it is, a moment's bliss. To hear you whisper you love me. Sweetheart. it's old as the hills, but it's so new to me. Everything is done before. The birds that sing a song of spring were always singing above me. And yet with you, this singing is something that's new. Fly the train with hay, but it's right and true. Although I know I'm only doing what the others do, still it all seems near far. Everything been done before. To fall in love with all of us began with Adam and Eve. Oh, when I'm with you,
again, we turn the pages of our sketchbook, and a tropical scene greets us. Blinding sun against the white of the houses, the green of the trees. Cuba, the home of the rumba. Now, I want you to meet the man so many of us know as the author of The Haunted Bookshop, Where the Blue Begins, Thunder on the Left, Human Being, and many other charming and unusual books, Christopher Morley. As his contribution to our Ciccone sketchbook, Mr. Morley is going to paint word pictures for you on any topic that may enter his head. All right, Chris Morley, the stage is yours.
Thanks, Johnny. I didn't know you were going to introduce me with a rumba, rather an agitating sort of prelude. Our announcer was rash enough to allude to me as a philosopher. Philosophy may feel a little shy to find itself sandwiched into an entertainment program. I've been wondering whether it's like that new law in Wisconsin that compels the restaurant to serve a piece of cheese with every meal, whether the customer wants it or not. Anyhow, I'm glad this program is played on the stage of an old theater. That gives me a feeling of reality. I once knew one old-time theater very well indeed, the old Rialto over in Hoboken. She still stands there, dark and deserted now, neither maid, wife, nor widow, but a monument to the liveliest attempt at secession from the United States since the Civil War. But I mention her now for one special reason. In the Hoboken Rialto, as in many antique playhouses, there was a little peephole in the curtain. There, many generations of actors and managers peered out before the show to catch a glimpse of the audience. That little hole was stained all round with grease paint and the moisture of agitated forage. There, in the words of the poem, the manager, the drama's anxious spouse, peered and perspired and counted up the house. I know exactly how anxious he was and how he perspired, because in Hoboken, I was that manager. But in the vast and unguessably distributed theater of the air, in this magical parliament of kilocycles, there is no peephole in the curtain. There's no way for the anxious trooper to squint out beforehand and see what the house looks like. It's a strange thing to talk when you don't know who may be listening. Talk when no one is listening is common experience for the father of any large family. But this other is far more disconcerting. Many times I've been the unknown listener myself. I've sat in his seat, and I know how quickly his hand can get to the dial. But just a moment, while we're alone together. Surely that's part of the whole radio mystery, this conversing apparently into the abyss of no reply. I like to think it's symbolic of something greater still, for the whole race of man seeks always into silence.
Thanks, Chris. We're going to call on you again later. But the show moves on, and the pages turn, and we see a couple of youngsters sitting it out beside a dance floor. From their appearance, there seems to be a slight difference of opinion as the orchestra plays, "I Won't Dance." I don't know how Jimmy Farrow manages to hold out against that high-pressure persuasion of Marjorie Logan, but if he won't dance, I will. Okay, Marge, it's a date.
And now for another picture. The picture of a large ocean liner, the largest unit of transportation ever created by man. And now listen as Harry Von Zell, our Saucony Minuteman, has a few words to say to you about that great new French liner, the Normandy.
Yes, you can check me, and I promise I'll never take more than a minute of your time. Last week, thousands of people were jamming the piers of Manhattan's North River for a glimpse of the new queen of the seas, the world's biggest ocean liner, the Normandy. And as they look at the long, sleek beauty of this majestic floating hotel or wander through its magnificent salons, how many visitors will stop to think of the terrific driving force it takes to send this colossus through the sea? Four giant 40,000 horsepower engines are required, each keyed up to perfect pitch. And naturally, the world's finest liner wanted the world's finest oil. And so not only the 40,000 horsepower engines, but every piece of machinery in this amazing superliner is protected by lubricants refined by the makers of Mobil Oil. Wherever you travel, and Saucony vacuum products are used in 63 countries, however you travel, by ship or plane or car, you will find every major means of transportation dependent on this great oil refining organization. But my minute's up. Saucony thanks you for listening.
We turn the pages of our sketchbook to find a song called Reckless. Hollywood made that song famous through the picture of the same name, starring William Powell and Gene Harlow. Virginia Verrill did her part to make it famous, too, for it was her singing voice you really heard in the film.
Oh, gee, Johnny, you shouldn't have mentioned that.
Well, I'm sorry, Virginia. I didn't think you'd mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Virginia Verrill sings Reckless just as she sang it in the picture.
I've lived and I've loved. What is life without love? Keep your feet on the ground, or my friends have advised, if you fly, you will fall. Oh, I fly and I fall. Every time my heart beats, oh, when I'm in love, I'm reckless. Each time in love, I'm more reckless. I waste no weeping on lost romances. I pay my losses and take new chances. I'm reckless, don't want advice. Keep seeking my poor paradise. I wait, no weeping. I just keep hoping for one who's hoping for me. Thank you. goodbye. I seek my own paradise. I waste no weeping. I just keep hoping for one.
When the sun shines overhead and the feel of summer is in the air, isn't it swell to jump in the car and go, let everything slide and just keep moving? Or if we can't do that, isn't it fun sometimes just to sit back and conjure up pictures of places we'd rather be than where we are? Christopher Morley is going to do just that for us now. Christopher Morley.
You're right, Johnny. These warm summer evenings make me want to get out and cross horizons. I'm thinking of my last visit to Vermont, about a month ago. I have known Vermont in the broad shine of summer and in her Spanish autumn. This was the first time I ever saw her, in the earliest quickening of her late and long-awaited spring. There's an incredible freshness of virginity about that timid early season. Little valleys are misted green, but scarcely any touch of it on the brown hills. The birches blaze argentine in sudden shots of sun. Clear streams are frothy with haze. In the covered bridges are cool tunnels of last night, still untouched by the opal today outside. At the town of Proctor, you come to the marble country. In that region, even pavements and henhouse underpinnings are slabs of white marble. It lends a quaintly mortuary touch. And one reflects that in Vermont, even death has more dignity than elsewhere. In a morning of incomparable clarity, so lucid that I was convinced of everything, I drove down as far as Arlington, where we had the happiness of a call on Dorothy Canfield Fisher, one of America's best-loved writers. As we sat beneath the pines on her Vermont mountain slope, Mrs. Fisher told me a story. When her forebears emigrated from Connecticut 5 or 6 generations ago, her great-great-great-great-grandmother, a determined woman, tested all suggested settlements with a cake of homemade soap. She would go out and wash a handkerchief in the stream. If there wasn't a good lather, she insisted that her husband hitch up and move on further on. "I won't live where I can't have soft water for washing," she said. And this little stream that comes tumbling down deep in the parallel forest was, by some mineral paradox, just tender for laundry. "What a nice name for your house, Soft Water," I suggested to our hostess. True Vermonter, she demurred at anything too fancy. We just call it Fisher's.
Our next picture is an ensemble arrangement of Cole Porter's ageless tune, Night and Day, from The Gay Divorcee, and features in the order of their appearance the orchestra, the quartet, Marjorie Logan and Jimmy Farrell, and Virginia Verrill. Thank you.
Tacona customer, you'll probably be surprised to know what the phrase friendly service really stands for. Well, it sums up the responsibility Tacona dealers feel toward you and your car. First, to provide the best gasolines and motor oils that modern methods can produce. But equally important, to render the many little services that keep your car comfortable, safe, and economical to drive. These, we believe, are the reasons why more motorists stop at the sign of the Flying Red Horse than at any other. And why Mobil Gas is the largest selling gasoline in America today.
And now, regretfully, we close the Saccone sketchbook for tonight. If you enjoyed our little show, please be sure to come back next week, Friday night at 8, when Mr. Morley, Miss Verrill, and I will have some new word and song pictures for you. This is Johnny Green saying good night.
Columbia Broadcasting System.